change in his life since the beginning of the year, how he decided on his own that he would refrain from the use of any mind-altering substances, including alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, whatever the substance may be. And there are not any other, we have not seen any other testimony other than the incidents that contributed to this detainment, that since January he has been deteriorating to the point where he no longer exhibits volitional control. Mr. Turner has a home to return to. He is stable enough to own his own home, to provide shelter for his father and his sister. And he indicates that while he acknowledges that, yes, he has recently changed the passwords to his financial accounts, that he's done that on his own accord, he has taken it upon himself to handle his own finances, and there has been no testimony to show that this has somehow not been able to handle his own finances. There's no testimony that there's been excessive spending. His father just indicated a concern that he was no longer able to access his son's account, but his son is a grown man and has the right to change his passwords and allow or restrict whomever he would like to have access to his financial accounts. Mr. Turner has been very candid about acknowledging his mental health diagnosis, acknowledging what medications were prescribed to him in the past, and by all testimony today, it does not seem to be any testimony showing that his discontinuing of his medications since the beginning of the year has contributed to his decompensation. So it is Mr. Turner's request that he be discharged today, that he be allowed to go and reengage in the community. He already is participating in outpatient mental health services, so he has the necessary services intact and in place already were he to feel the need to reach out for help. Mr. Turner is aware that the information that has been provided in his petition could be offensive to some, could be confrontational to some, and might make some people feel uncomfortable. But he is a grown man who is an American, and he has a right to exercise his freedom to speak about his personal views on whatever subject it may be. So he's asking that he be discharged and be allowed to return to his own environment.
Thank you. I have listened carefully, and I've had the opportunity to read both the initial petition and the petition for 14 days of detention. I'm going to start with some positives. Ms. Rose touched on some of them, and I apologize for my voice. I'm getting over a cold, and
no problem.
It's affecting. I don't usually sound like this. So I always appreciate when someone is dressed well, and particularly dressed for court. And I just want to note that you are in fact dressed for court, which doesn't always happen. Used to be a requirement, and now I take it as a sign of respect when someone dresses for court. Your manner has been cooperative not only here with the court, but also with the treatment team. It's noted in the paperwork. You have been pleasant and displayed a sense of humor, again, not only here in the courtroom, but with the treatment team. Be careful with sarcasm when you're facing the type of circumstances that you are, but clearly Mr. Faison's testimony reflects that you responded with a sense of humor. Your facial reactions have been appropriate to what's being said. For example, you smiled just now when I said be careful with sarcasm, and you seem to greatly appreciate Ms. Rose's comments that you are a grown man and have freedom to say what you want when you want. But I'm going to have to disagree with that. There is a famous case, I feel like I'm going back to law school for a moment, that says that you cannot yell fire